Good morning, and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So we had a packed weekend of assignments, and here they are.
All right.
Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. As we've proved to ourselves through practice, our lives happen in a conversation. Will that always be true? Perhaps. Perhaps not. What we know is that for now, that is the case for most, if not all, conditioned human beings. A conversation and conditioned mind determines how we feel, and how we feel determines our experience. Is this a requirement? No, but that is how it works. Thus, if the conversation one is listening to is ego talking to ego, the negative twaddle about what's wrong and what's missing, one feels down, depressed, uninspired, and yes, a lack of enthusiasm. This is where egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate thrives. And as the quote points out, it's where nothing great is ever achieved, except by ego. Ego gets to have the life force of a human being who doesn't get a chance to see how great they are or how great life is. Today, pick up that recorder often and get into a conversation with life. Let the mentor assist you to see how great your life is and feel the enthusiasm that is yours to enjoy. On Saturday, who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakes. Here we are again with an encouragement to pursue the great adventure of turning inward. But with this quote, we're being offered a sense of what that great adventure promises, awakening. As we turn attention inward, away from the outward focus of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate, we'll find ourselves awakening from the dream, often a nightmare that ego has ensnared us in. This is quite clear, isn't it? What we're seeking will not be found in the external, illusory, dualistic world of ego identity. Today, decide what will remind you to come here, to the body, to the breath, to this moment, and while here, feel yourself awakening. Record and listen. And Sunday. Freedom is like taking a bath. You have to keep doing it every day. That gives us a sense of what we're up to here, but we know once a day is never going to give us what we're seeking. We have to choose freedom every moment. Fortunately, there are no rules about this. It's not a contest. We don't need to fall for ego voices haranguing us with, well, you didn't choose freedom in that moment. I missed that moment. Okay, I'm here for this one. And oh, by the way, thank you, hateful voices, for the reminder. Today, RL your gratitude for the nasty voices in conditioned mind whose criticism and judgment remind you to say thank you for being here in this moment. All right, shall we hear from our first caller, Sherry?
Oh, yes.
First caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Shani.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Anne from England.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, you came on with a flurry.
Oh dear.
But it's good now.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. I'm really glad it's like Star Six. Because it's been tough. and I was, you know, being grateful, you know, for practice to helped me to realize that, you know, tough is okay and that I just need to stay out of conversation, speak to the mentor, and not listen to those voices that tell me I don't, you know, that this is not right, this shouldn't happen, you practice and you should feel, you know, shouldn't feel like this. And
Those folks are clearer than you are.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. So the voices talk you into feeling bad, and then tell you that feeling bad is proof that there's something wrong,
yeah.
which then causes you to listen to them, which makes you feel. So it's that circle, the karmic wheel of suffering.
Exactly.
Right?
So, yeah, yeah. And I know that's not real, and that I can trust that when I speak to the mentor, that doesn't happen. You know, that I can get that support that I need.
When you said that, I know that's not real. I had this little image of, I don't know how many people would have courage enough to do this, but if we just imagine it. Imagine walking around to the people around you and saying, "Are you hearing that? Are you hearing that message that there's something wrong with me and that I should be having this experience? And that, are you hearing that?" And of course, they're going to look at you like you're crazy because, of course, they're not hearing that.
No.
And that is such a proof that it's not real.
It's not real.
The only place it's happening is inside my head. So therefore, I know it's not real.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and my amazing coach encouraged me to ring in, touch base, and just press his *6, and because he conditioned didn't want me to. He wants me to hide away, but I don't want to hide away. I'm not interested, and I think this is just stuff that because I've given myself more time this year. This is just stuff maybe I've not noticed before. And
Well, now let me ask you this critical question. What stops you, so all that time that you're able to listen to the voices, the nasty voices in your head, what's stopping you from listening to recorded conversations with the mentor about what is actually true and real?
You know, Sherry, I have really upped my recording, listening, and really stuck with the mentor. Otherwise, I wouldn't even be on this call. So I'm really grateful, you know, because I can see that while I do get caught in the voices, I also use practice a lot to really help me. You know, when this has happened to me before, I've gone under, but practice has helped me not to go under. And maybe I didn't explain that. And I think where I'm at is that I'm just trusting that this will change and that, you know, I just keep following the practice, keep talking to the mentor, doing my yoga, keep turning up, and then it'll change. Things will change.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
And that's the important piece of it, right?
Yeah.
When it ramps up, and it does because you're making good choices for yourself, right?
Yeah.
So it ramps up its attack, and you have to ramp up your protection.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if it wants to talk to you, if it wants to yell at you around the clock, then you really have to, every single second that you possibly can, you need to be in a conversation that takes care of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not getting talked out of it. So I even pictured, now there are probably a lot of yoga teachers who would say, don't do this, but I pictured listening to recordings as you're doing yoga.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise, even when you're doing something like that, that is so good for you, they're going to use it as an opportunity to come in and smite at you.
Yeah. And I think it's just because I've put so much effort into practice really this year.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why it's happening, like going further and fearing worse. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You are absolutely
correct.
And I can see things maybe where I've hidden out and I can't hide out anymore. So this is an opportunity to go through something big. That's what I feel. And
so just to correct the language, because it would like to have you believe that it's you hiding out, but it's not. You're seeing places where ego has been hiding out, and you're going into those places and exposing it, and when it's exposed, it gets really nasty.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Very good.
And, so just, you know, being able to say hi and just saying that's where I'm at and not, not letting ego keep me away from Sangha and stuff.
That's
and,
right.
And taking every opportunity, you know, my awareness coaching has been amazing. Recording listening has been amazing. And there are times when I can really be in that place. So I know it's possible, and it's just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
As you say, the in-between places, really keeping an eye and just, you know, because that's it, you know.
How it works, right? That's mm-hmm. how it works. And that's the importance of us not taking it personally. It's how it works for everybody. The more we go up against ego, the nastier it's going to get. And then we're going to hit that marvelous point where it can't get any nastier, and we keep going. That's the good news. All right.
So thank you very much. I'm so glad I pressed star six. Thanks. Thank you both very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Anne. We were looking at this in group yesterday, Sherry, at Center, about how important it is to recognize the structure of the awakening process, that there are times of deep identification and there are those places of expansiveness, but the process includes all of it, as you were talking to Anne about, and that when we are in an expansive place and we recognize that current of something that is less than that total absolute sense of well-being that we can have when we're not identified, then that is the signal to turn and look to that which is blocking us from the experience of all and working on it. And that mm-hmm. changes our relationship to the identification, because it's mm-hmm. the only block to seeing all that is in that moment.
Well, and when you lay it out like that, we know that because it's true everywhere. You know, with fitness, I decide that I'm going to become more fit. Well, sometimes it feels great, and sometimes it feels terrible. But if I quit when it feels terrible, I never get to the next place where it feels great that is greater than the last great place that I was. So it's that ascending spiral. Is that the image for it?
Mm-hmm.
We see it everywhere in our lives, everywhere. Conditioning just comes in to try to sabotage and undercut, and if we just stay, as Anne was saying, you know, stay with the recording, stay with the mentor, stay with the coach, stay with the, you know, then we move through that and to a place of greater clarity. Yeah. Yes. How did you say it? The something of awakening?
The structure of the process of awakening.
The structure of the process of awakening. Yeah. Boy, that sounds like an exercise to do, doesn't it? We come up with, you know, the structure of that, and then kind of fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because it's very much what the undulations talks us about. There's an undulation in that too, right?
Yes. Absolutely. In fact, if people will stay with it, I think that's the place where we get the clearest about undulation, about how undulation works. Speaking of which, I got a very excited email from somebody recently who had just done the downloaded and did the undulations workshop, and it was pretty glowing about the whole thing. So if somebody hasn't done it and is curious about, well, what about that undulation thing, or how does that work, it is at keepitsimple.org.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it was magnificent. Well, here's our next caller, Sherry. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Renee. How are you?
Hey, Renee.
Hi. Yeah, I've been trying to get on since the New Year's retreat. We've had a busy queue. So I'm excited.
Very good.
That was a workshop in itself, wasn't it? I'm sure other people have talked about that. Yeah. Well, the quote from yesterday, I did the undulations. It was amazing. It was incredible. So I definitely put in a word for that. And I went to the New Year's retreat And I just want to put, I wanted to talk about that because it had, I had such a huge shift from that retreat. And it speaks to the quote from yesterday about when we talked about strong emotion at the retreat a lot and did a lot of exercises, and to accept in those emotions kind of is the same as accepting that the voices are there. And I've just been practicing with that, and it has been such a relief, just a huge relief, to be able to just, you know, if I'm frustrated, to be frustrated. And I never saw how I was told there's something wrong, you can't be that way, you know, and and anger and, you know, anything. And it's just been extremely transforming.
Well, and the thing that that I'm excited about with that is it 2 weeks later, you're still having the experience. People will talk about,
well,
you know,
yeah,
you have a transforming,
yeah,
experience like that, and then the voices just come in and drag you under within about,
sure,
an hour and a half after the retreat is over. But you clearly started a process there that you're still practicing and, mm-hmm, and still lit up about.
Yes, thanks for saying that, because I have noticed that. And what was remarkable, what's been remarkable is, you know, I feel that pull to go into it, you know, to go into the conditioning and with other people around me to go in it with them, right? I've been practicing a while, so I'm not going to say it was just the retreat that did it. You know, I don't think it was, but it definitely had a big shift where I don't know how to, I'm going to try to put it in words and you could probably help. I'm aware that I have to practice awareness every moment.
Yes.
Now, I may not be doing it every moment, but I'm aware that I have to be doing it every moment in order to end suffering.
Yes. Yes. So the image,
yeah,
I was just somewhere recently, and there was a television on, and the Winter Olympics are going on. I guess they're going on now. Anyway, they were on the television set. And I was looking at that. So, you know, say, and what they were doing was snowboarding competition, right? And,
uh-huh,
and so say you're going to do that. You know, you're a snowboarder and you're, you know, that's what you do. That's,
uh-huh,
that's your life. And,
yeah,
you go out there and you practice all the time. Practice, 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 practice. And then you go to a place where everybody else is doing the same thing.
Uh-huh. Okay? Oh, yeah.
For us,
yeah,
for us, a retreat. And you're going to up your game, right?
Mm-hmm,
you're going to,
mm-hmm,
see. You're going to see and hear other people. You're going to go to new places in yourself. When you go back,
yeah,
you know, if I'm going to stay at this level that I've reached, I got to practice, 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 practice. And so both,
right,
of those are really important, right? Practicing,
yep,
on our own in our lives, and then getting together periodically to get that additional support so we take it up a notch, and then go back,
yeah,
and practice. And what you're saying is absolutely true. We,
yeah,
we are either awakening or we are going increasingly unconscious.
Yep.
There's,
exactly.
Yep. There's no, yeah, there's no plateau.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of suggestions that come in from internal of my own brain and external to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're quite,
oh,
compelling,
yeah,
right? And,
yes,
so I have to, and then I come back to, okay, but I want to practice. So what do I do to practice? You know, and so I have, like, when I did the undulations workshop, there was like this constant voice going, well, you really should get up and go do this, or you should go do that. And I was like, no. And I have to admit, the content of it was so interesting that I had to finish it. So, you know, but I could, everything,
yep,
I do with practice, there's always that pull to go do something else. You know, it could be anything. It could be go to the movies.
Anything.
It could be go do the laundry.
Do the laundry.
Be,
yeah, exactly.
It could be anything.
That's when you,
yeah,
that's when you know it's desperate. It wants you to do household chores instead,
right,
of being present.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's wonderful. A wonderful reminder for me, because one of the things that I want to talk about, which is, it sounds like exactly where you are in practice, is it doesn't take any extra time, energy, effort, anything else to practice awareness. We just,
right,
have to remember to do it, right? So,
yep, Yeah.
So you're going to do the laundry, you're going to go to the movies, and the reminder that has to be there, which is the argument, again, for recording and listening, is what I'm doing is practicing awareness. What I'm doing is being present to everything as it is. Okay, now go. But we know that 30 seconds, 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, I need another reminder because I've slipped off into conditioning, right? And so that's the awareness practice we're doing is constant, not changing, not fixing ourselves, it's not self-improvement. It's being aware, right? And it's fun, isn't it? It's way more fun.
It is fun because doing that laundry and, you know, actually paying attention to the laundry without everything else going on in your head is not suffering.
Exactly. It's pleasure.
Yeah. It's pleasure. Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think it takes time to practice awareness. However, it seems like it takes time to do some things to help you practice awareness.
Yes, it does. In the same way that everything. So if I'm going to eat healthy food, I need to buy the food and prepare the food.
Right, yeah. If you're going to be a snowboarder, you got to practice snowboarding. Yeah.
That's right. Yep. And so if we realize it's my life, and all of these things are my life, then, we're living in a different world. As you say, you can enjoy frustration. You can enjoy being present for getting angry and seeing what happens in the body and what am I being told and what am I, okay? And and it's a completely different experience.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, you keep
having
fun, huh? Thank
you. Yeah, I will. Thank you. Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Renee. You know, the wonderful thing about it too, Sherry, is that two things that dropped in about that conversation. One is we are aware. You know, that's the marvelous part. Unlike going to the gym where I have to get into shape if I haven't exercised for a while, that awareness is a natural capability.
Yes.
You know, that's the pernicious part of the process of ego, that it says it's work to be aware. Actually, it's much more work not to be aware.
Yeah, yeah. It's harder and more painful, isn't it?
That's right. It is. And the other thing that it's something I think one of our previous callers was talking about, taking up the practice of that you encouraged to natter into your recorder. And to me, that is such a, lately it's been a practice for me of practicing awareness because I am talking about what I'm aware of in the moment.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so that is a way to constantly be aware because I'm paying attention and talking from where I am.
Yeah. Even if it's I'm folding the laundry and I'm realizing how much I appreciate all of the clothes that I am able to put on my body.
Yes, and what I'm aware of and the insights that are coming to me as I do this task, it's actually such a magnificent way to practice awareness, of being aware of everything that I'm aware of in the moment.
Yes.
And
go ahead.
Well, no, it was just dropping in. I was listening to one of my old recordings and recognizing the extent to which in any task I am aware because of what it is that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And if I'm not talking out aloud, then what seems to be my experience is what's going on in my head because that's the only thing the attention is recording, but the awareness is registering everything I'm talking about.
Yes.
It gives me a different experience of my own life.
Yes. And as Beth pointed out the other day in doing that, when you listen back, you have all kinds of insights that are missed if we're not recording our experience.
Which also tells us how much awareness we're practicing. Because, again, in awareness, all those insights are coming into the moment, regardless of what I happen to be doing, which is walking or folding the laundry.
Yeah. It's a good deal. Very fun.
It really is fun,
and it's so much easier than people are conditioned to believe. We've been taught that all of this stuff is hard. Well, ego hates it, but that's not the same as it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, it looks like we have time for one more caller, Sherry. So here is our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Person.
Okay, I'm going to try again. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Aloha, this is Laura.
Aloha.
Hi. This has just been such a fabulous show because I'm feeling as though I'm at the bottom of an undulation, and because I have a day off my day job today, I'm going to do the undulation workshop that I downloaded.
Ah, very good, very good. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you feel like you're at the bottom of one of the undulations.
Yeah, and it's attached to physical, needing a lot of rest and just recuperating and that kind of stuff, which I'm not used to. So I'm used to having a lot of energy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Not being well physically is really hard on healthy people, isn't it? That sounds funny to say, but... Yeah, because there is such a signal that this is not my life, this is not who I am, this is wrong, I must have done something wrong, this is some kind of punishment, it's scary, it shakes a person's confidence. Yeah, and the voices are so encouraging in all those directions.
Yes. Keep going down that road, they say. Keep going down that road.
Yes.
And fall in that big pit. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I had an experience on the weekend, which I'll just briefly mention because I think we're towards the end of the call, where we received in this state a ballistic missile warning en route that said this is not... Yeah, this is not a drill.
I read about that, and you were there for it.
Oh, I was here for it, and we had house guests, and it was really interesting to watch everyone's reactions to this, potentially panic-provoking response.
We're gonna be dead in a minute.
Yeah. I think they said 8 minutes or 7 minutes or some goofy thing like that. But what my experience was, I have no regrets. Which was such a gift. And so I was able to be with our house guests who were kind of panicked and not from here and, needing to phone all these people and stuff. And just to be present in that was really a gift.
You know, I'm so glad to hear you say that, Laura. When I read about it, I was fascinated by what happened with people. I mean, people were livid, right? Just furious. Because they were so frightened. And I thought, oh my God, what an opportunity to find out, am I ready? Am I ready to die? But it sounds like you might be among a very small number of people who have that response to it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking maybe a larger number of people because there are, who knows? Who knows?
Well, they don't make it to the news. That's
right,
the point.
Exactly.
The
exactly.
only people that make it to the news are the ones who are furious and want to kill somebody.
Yes.
as a result of being told that they're going to die in a few minutes.
Right. And then upset because they didn't.
Yes, you'd think, that people would be ecstatic, right? Not angry. But But yeah. we can see all of that in ourselves, right? They're following Absolutely. The same trajectory that we know very well in our lives, that on a smaller scale we experience on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No regrets. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the best?
It is so the best. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, lots of recordings about that as you have your day and your undulations workshop, and as you wave goodbye to the lower part, the low, the down, the trough of that undulation, mm-hmm. knowing that you'll get to visit it again, but you're not there now.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
I mean, mahalo. The two words I know, and I forget to make use of them.
Well, that brings us to the end of another fabulous show, Sherry. Here's our assignment.
All right.
And very appropriately, the other side of every fear is a freedom. This is a clear, simple reminder that fear is egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate. Fear is ego. Ego is fear. When we identify with ego, we feel fear. Feeling fear, we're conditioned to identify the problem and look to conditioned mind to figure out a solution. First comes the process of identifying with ego, when attention goes to sensations of fear as ego leaps upon the scene, and then comes the process of looking to conditioned mind to noodle our way out of the imaginary problem ego has presented us with. The entire progression is suffering. When we drop the whole thing, what there is freedom. Mm-hmm. Today, recognize the freedom that's there when attention turns from ego to this here now. Work on and listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry. Take care,
Treasure
everyone.
Yourself.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.